ایسای مسیح. آمین.
Good morning, everybody.
صبحتون بخیر همه گیم.
I heard in the news that there's ice in the north.
من خبر رو
شنیدم. Maybe the news is trying to scare us a little bit, you know. But we are here. And I want to talk to you about... I want to talk to you about God's beautiful creation. How did the world get created? How did the Lord create everything? So we are talking about Genesis. It is still important, as is every book in the Bible. And I want to bring you to the first part of the Bible, Genesis 1 and 2, in which we read about God's creation of heaven and earth. In Philippians it is written, give attention to everything that is true, but especially about God's beautiful creation. We have to understand what is true. Probably you notice that we live in a strange time, and we live in a society where the story of the creation is actually just a myth, a hoax, a retarded theory, you know. And not just in the world, but even in the church, even in the Pentecostal communities, the belief in the creation of the earth is no longer believed. They believe in a version of the evolution theory. So they just link it, you know, and try to mix it up. And I'm telling you, we need faith. We need faith to believe the creation story. But we need lots more faith to believe in the evolution. I believe in, you know, Fisher. So primal bang. So first there was nothing, and then that exploded. So I'm not here to just... What I want to show you today, this morning, that's God's creation, is the result of God's will. And I want to show you what are the consequences if we started disregarding the creation of the earth. And there are huge consequences if we discard the origin of the world. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What a great way to start the Bible. So truly the Bible, the book of truth.
Now,
it starts with Genesis 1, verse 1. All of God's word is true. In the last pages of the Bible, we read about the end of the world. And there will be a new creation, a new heaven, a new earth. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And these verses are the prelude to the origin story of the world, the creation. And it's remarkable to notice that it's the first part of the Bible is also the part that is disregarded the most. Instead of these few words in the Bible, lead us to a deep worship of God. It leads to a great discussion instead of worship. There are three main streams in the... So we have the evolution theory. Darwin created it. And this is the most dominant vision. This is what you teach in university or schools. It is said that this is true. And especially young people are really poisoned by this thought. So the definition of the evolution theory is everything is created through evolution. Just evolved and evolved, and eventually we evolved. And it started around 40 million years ago. This is just a small recap of the evolution theory. Then there is, of course, the believing in the creation, as we read in Genesis 1. And in all of the Bible, it's referred to this. We believe that God is the creator of this world. So we believe in creationism. And then there's the theistic stroming, evolution, so that we are a kind of intelligent design. So, in which assumed that God was somehow involved. But it took not 6 days, but millions of years. It's kind of a mix of the creation and the evolution theory. And it's theism means the opposite of atheism. And what I find remarkable, that even in the Pentecostal circles, this third option seems to be more and more real. Of course, not in this church. And maybe you think, okay, this is probably true, but how is it possible that everybody thinks about this subject different? So, is it poetry or is it history? So, lots of people think that Genesis 1 is poetic. It is how the people of those times thought. How the people of those times, 4,000 years ago, thought the earth was created. And then you can just slide in the evolution theory into Genesis 1. Or is it history? And then it's just facts that have to be accepted as facts and interpreted as such. While I was working on this sermon preach, I was just thinking about this, about the difference between history and poetry. it is I think these arguments to be weak. So if you start on this road to read the Bible as poetry, you are on a slippery path. Then you can say maybe Corinthians 1 is also poetry. It is not. It is not a story that we can just fill in as we wish. But everything a second question is, are those 6 days, are those 6 real days, or can you interpret it different? So in a theistic in the theistic theory, it is stated that it's probably not. It's probably not 6 days. It could be six periods of billions of years. And then you start mixing up the... So God is behind it. There is intelligent design. But in a process of billions of years... But when I read it, I read in Genesis 1... It is 6 real days. So it says it was morning, it was evening. It was evening, it was morning. So it states about days, you know. The night comes, the day starts, and not billions of years, you know, just up and under. And we read Joshua. So the assault of Jericho took a week, 6 days. You know, nobody says, "Oh, it was not 6 days." No, it was 6 billion days. No, of course it was 6 days. No? And I acknowledge that sometimes the days in the Bible are like in Ephesians 6, carry the armory of the Lord. You should do this on the day of evil. This is not literally a day of 24 hours, but a period. We are in the day of the evil now, you know, this period. That the evil one is trying to rip apart the body of Christ, you know. There will be, like, in the day of... Whoa! So sometimes... So in Genesis it's truly written about 6 days. And how can you determine the age of the earth? The evolutionary acts on facts. And even secular scientists that don't bow for the word, they acknowledge that some things are kind of made up. It just... You know, if you look at Darwin, he found so many fossils, but we are now 150 years later. So... There are so many missing links. So it's not a watertight theory. And because of that, it is a theory. The evolution theory. We have faith And they have a theory. But it's not proven. But based on the evolution theory, it is determined that 14 million billion years ago there was the Big Bang, I guess. And the Earth was created 4.5 billion years ago. Or you can choose to accept what is the Bible written. The boring chapters in the Bible. The registers of birth that are written down in the Bible. You can just say 6,000 years. And maybe there was a little bit. And maybe the Earth is 10 or 15,000 years old. But not 4.5 billion years. And one more question. If you can combine the evolution and the creationism. So, what happens in the Bible? And now we read from the Bible, verse 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. So, but maybe you can say the earth became barren. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So there is a gap theory that was created now. Some Christian theologians think there was a billion part gap in the first between verse 1 and 2. And this is how it was created in billions of years and then in 6 days. And others say, in this period was the fall of the Satan, and we can read it in Isaiah and Ezekiel. And because he came down on the earth and it became barren, who knows? But what is written clearly, the earth was formless and empty, but this is not how God desired it. And in Isaiah 45 it is written, as such says the Lord, this God that created heaven and earth, he did not create her that she shall be formless, but he formed her because it was the desire of the Lord that it would be filled. And it is written, I am the Lord and no one else. And we can just read in Genesis how God created this formless earth in 6 days to a place where we could live. And it's good to realize that in Genesis 1 it is written, no one of us was there. No. We all think we know, but no one was there. And God just... we are humbled by this, you know. And God told Job, get up. Where were you when I grounded the earth? Tell me if you know. If you know so much. And we just have to be humbled by the Lord, you know. And, and not let our puny science loose on the words of the Lord. And and have a beautiful why be difficult if it can happen in 6 days? So that's just nice, you know. And maybe there are some people that are critical, you know, but I would just why do we have to be difficult if you can do it the easy way? But now a little bit about theistic evolution. I will give you an example. And I have to be honest, they shocked me. If you even start in Genesis 1 verse 1 with a question mark, if even this leads to discussion instead of worship, the Dutch Bible Society, they have some theme Bibles, a green Bible, a science Bible, on the redaction of Professor Gijsbert van der Brink, who works in Amsterdam, created a science Bible with and I wrote in a review about it. About the creation story and it is about the Genesis 1 to 11 is a mythical tale that happened. It was conjured by the minds of those that lived 4,000 years ago. It did not happen. They based this on the mainstream theories of the evolution. And the same professor, Gijsbert van der Brink, was interviewed by Two Today. And they say people that look upon Genesis 1 literally are stupid people, that naive people, you know. And it shocked me. And as you know, I worked for 26 years at EO. I worked in sales. So there was a book in the start of the 80s. It was written, we believe that God created the earth in 6 days. And now, 2024, the same news network states it is written by a progressive theologian it is written for parents that have to explain to their children how the earth was created. How can you talk to children about God's creation and evolution? Renier wrote his little catechismus for children, and not only children. Where are we from? How did everything start? About 40 billion years ago, God created first the nothings, then something a little bit smaller, and it became bigger and bigger and bigger. There was the Big Bang. God started it. It was there every moment. 4 billion years ago, our sun and our earth were created. It started very small and became bigger and bigger and bigger. And we call this evolution. And God did this. And after a long time, you and I were created. Question: do people descend from monkeys? peoples and apes are both descendants from the primal monkeys. And there are so many differences between monkeys and people. People can do a lot. Monkeys can do a lot, but people can do much more.
Ow.
You know, the creation story was written down because God had explained it to simple people that lived 4,000 years ago. Nobody could ever understand what we believe because they were too dumb in those days. They would not have understood it. So that is why it was explained in the time of... Did Adam and Eva exist? It could be, but probably not. If we study our DNA, it is... If you study our DNA, you can deduct that all people are from a group of super monkeys. And we don't believe in Adam and Eva, according to the EO, of course. And I was shocked. This is the message of the even the Pentecostal community that was started once to bring the pure gospel to the people of the Netherlands. You know, shame on me for ever participating in this organization. And Genesis 1, you know, just the first few verses lead to so much discussion. You can ask the question, is this a problem? If somebody thinks this, I heard from a big Christian organization, people that live there, that work there, they just started to so one of the secondary teams, these global churches decided was, you can believe, you have to believe like in Jesus and stuff like that, but the minor things like the creation origins and whatever, you can believe what you want. But I truly believe that, as it is written in Genesis 1, this is what happened. Factually, I can, you know, if you start wiggling at creation origin, evolution, you start wiggling in the whole entire Bible, you know, you start disregarding the parts you don't like, you know, and if you think I'm bringing you a heavy message, this is why I'm here, you know. I see so many people, even preachers, you know, truly Pentecostal speakers that tell me, Wim, what are you worrying about? Don't stress, you know. They looked upon me strange when I was worried about the openbaring in the last book of the Bible, you know. But now I'm excited about the first book of the Bible, just angry about people just tearing down the word of God, you know. You know, and if the first thing that is written in the Bible is not correct, then you can just discard the rest of the Bible. Not long ago, an elder of a congregation came to me, and he told me, Wim, you don't really believe in Jonah and the whale, do you? How can you believe this? But, you know, Jesus referred to Jonah. Do you think that Jesus ever told a lie? Ever told a lie? Jesus telling fairy tales? You know, it's just like a righteous wrath that I have at this moment, you know? And then Genesis 1 comes back literally in the Bible. I will take you on a little journey through the Bible. Moses and the people on the mountain Sinai get the Ten Commandments. Oh. The argumentation of the having a holy Shabbat. And in 6 days, the Lord created heaven and earth. It could be 4 billion years, but ach. And on the seventh day, he rested. And that is why the Lord holied the Shabbat. So those Shabbats has to be a couple of years, a couple of billion years too. And Exodus 20 it is written. The Lord spoke these words. In 6 days I created heaven and earth. And the seventh day I was resting. And this is why we have the seventh day as a rest day. And look at Jesus. Jesus is having a dispute with the Pharisees. Did you not read that he made us man and woman in the six days that the Lord... So if you start wiggling at Genesis 1, you start wiggling at the words of wiggling. It's not the right word. You start... Jesus says, I am the truth, the way. And if Jesus would be lying, and if Jesus was referring to mythical things, he would not be the truth. And I will just put down my speaker function. But Jesus is the truth, and he speaks the truth. And the truth starts with Genesis 1. And whoever torns at that, whoever tries to tear that down, will feel the wrath of the Lord. And look at Paulus. That said, it's not even not important if Adam really existed. But it is written, the first man was Adam. And the last man, Adam, to... So if the first Adam was not real, why would the heavenly Lord Jesus be real, you know? It is one and two. So just throw away your faith and start playing outside. And we believe in the first Adam and we believe in the second Adam. And if Genesis 1 is not correct, we lose our identity. We just... were created from a big monkey, you know, a sort of kind of primal monkey. And it just shakes me in my corn, you know. Some people say if you truly believe in the creationism, you can be like a monkey. But I'd rather be a monkey than somebody that does not believe. And the Lord said, let us create people in our likeness. And what a breath of fresh air. You know, the Lord created us in likeness of us. We were created in God's image, man and woman. And we were created by Him, the Lord. It is so beautiful. That the Lord told Jesus, let us make man that look like us. You know? And God created heaven and earth. God's spirit was over the waters. And Jesus, of course, the beginning of creation, the three-in-one God, the involved in creation. And he created us. You know, just stand in the mirror, look at yourself and tell yourself, I am not a monkey. I'm created by God. Created in the image of the Lord God, the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Spirit. Amen. Amen. In Psalm 8 it is written, Psalm 8. O Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens from the lips of the children and infants. Psalm 8. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. And you know, if this is not right, if we start tearing these words down, so the apostolites were arrested for talking about Jesus. They were warned. And they lifted their voice to the Lord. Lord, you are the God that created heaven and earth and everything that is in it. You can do this in 6 days. This is easy peasy for you. So even the apostolites reference to the creation story, you know, to building up their faith. And if you don't believe this, you start tearing down these words of God. And I know that there is nothing out of your grasp and that no plan is, I don't know the word. So let all of the earth fear the Lord and all those that live in the world. For he spoke and it was there. He commanded and there it stood. And I tell God lots of time, Lord, you know my problems, but you created the earth in 6 days, and this is no problem for you. And this is, of course, not a guarantee that God will fix all of our problems. Sometimes the Lord does not fix all our problems, so we can be like more like his son. In Peter 3 we read, for we desire as he promised new heavens and a new earth where there will be righteousness. But you know, if God did not create the earth, it is written in Genesis 1, how can there ever be a second earth? You know, and I'm going to tell you something, God could have done it in 6 seconds. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And it will not be like a evolved version of this world. No, it will be something completely new. And I'm looking forward towards it. And if Genesis 1 is not correct, it undermines the reliability of the position of Christ. And just Jesus referenced so much in his teaching to the creation story, you know, the creation theory. Jesus takes it literally, so who are we that we do not take it literally? And it is written as the position of Jesus. In Colossians 1 verse 16 it is written, in him everything is created, heaven and earth and everything on earth, the visible and invisible, all the rulers and princes and powers and powers, everything is created by him and through him. He exists in everything. And who tears down the creation is tearing down the position of Jesus. And it's the same principle. The Word was with God, and God, and the Word is, and everything was created by the Word and through the Word. And this is how it is written. And write to the angel of the congregation Laodicea, this says the Amen, the faithful one, the true witness, the beginning of God's creation. So, Renier Sonnenfeld, I know that you mean well, but if you think that it created with a big bang, you have to read Openbaring 3 verse 13. Jesus is the start of the creation. So back to Genesis 1 verse 1. Why is it such an aversion against the biblical creation theory? Why? Maybe it has something to do with the growing resistance against the Lord. You know, we have such a resistance to acknowledge the God as a being, something that is, you know. Darwin grew up as a Christian. He studied theology. He became a priest in the English Anglican church. But some bad things happened in his life. He left his faith. He backslid. And he just started struggling and wondering. And this is how this evolution theory started, you know. He just let the Lord go. But the problem is, if you let go of the creation of God, that God created the earth, you know, you let yourself go. In Romans 1, the people resist against the truth of God. Well, they can know who God is. And even if you don't see God, you can see what he made. So everybody that has some common sense can see the Lord's power and understand that he is God. That is why people that do not honor God, they have no excuse. You know, I think the devil is behind it. You know, tear down the creation story of the Bible, you know, how it happened. And then you can just starting tearing down in the rest of the Bible. And I truly believe Darwin was an intelligent man, probably more intelligent than me, you know. And they are scientists, very intelligent people working on science, but you can be so smart, but still you can be foolish. In Psalm 14 it is written, the foolish one says, there is no God. So the evolution theory is based on science. It is involves as a science. But we body of Christ, we don't believe in science. We believe in faith. You know, remember which I started this sermon, you know? You have to believe, to have faith. And because of this this faith that we have, we know that the world was created. We can see that the world was created by the Lord. So I truly believe that the discussion between creatism and evolution has no sense. You know, we believe, we have faith, and faith and science are so far apart. You know, faith is believing in things that we know that we are there, but we cannot see. And I want to conclude this by the last words of Genesis 1. But I read, and God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. God's beautiful creation. You know, the Hebrew world, it was written that this means God. It is tough, you know. God's creation is so tough, you know. And it was evening, and then there was the morning, the sixth day. Thus the heaven and the earth were completed in all of their vast array. By the seventh day, God has finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And there was a commercial 5 or 6 years ago. There were 3 little kids in a garden. And they were broasting about their daddy. They said, my daddy is the director of the school. And the other one said, my daddy is the director of the Rabobank. And the third little guy told them, my father is the director of the McDonald's. And if I were there, I would have said, my daddy is the creator of the heaven and the earth. Amen. Just clap for our creator. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And now we're going to sing and dance for the Lord. Sing the beautiful song. Oh Lord, how great art thou. What a Lord is he.